Sometimes our physical friends say, Abraham, we've been taught that we should face reality. And we say, we get that. We know. That's what you've been taught. But you didn't come to face reality. You came to create reality. And we want you to understand, oh, we want you to feel with us. And it is our expectation that you will in the hours that we are together today. We want you to understand that everything that is non-physical, all who have gone before, all those that you have known who have been physically focused, who have now reemerged back into non-physical, the masters, those masters of the arts or the masters of science, the masters of the things that are important to you, all of those who have gone before have taken with them into that non-physical understanding the fullness of all that has been desired ever. And as you add to those desires from what you are living, there is a force field. There is an energy field. This is the energy that creates worlds. All looking forward with you right here and now. So there isn't anything that you could be wanting to understand or anything that you could be wanting to create that source isn't all queued up and flowing you steady information about that. We want you to know that the source within you knows where you stand in every moment in relationship to everything that you desire, knows where you are in relationship to what you want, and knows what the path of least resistance is to bring you from where you are in terms of what you're seeing and hearing and smelling and tasting and touching to the full manifestation of what you're wanting. So we want to talk about this path of least resistance. We want to explain to you that what it is, it's that sweet zone between your having created something that you want and you're putting yourself in the vibrational proximity so that you can be the receiver of whatever is necessary to bring it about. Not necessary to bring it about. We don't mean necessary. We don't mean needed. We mean what you can do in order to thrill yourself with life in the unfolding of the things that your life has helped you to know that you want. This is the thing about being physically focused that is so wonderful. You are physically focused beings out here on the, hear it, leading edge of creation. Not here to fix things that are broken, not to fix a broken world, it isn't broken, not to save anyone, not to make some sort of compensation for something that has been before. You are here on the leading edge with all of us here with you on the leading edge. Because manifestation is the furthest most advancement of creation. And since we are all creators, we want you to know, we want you to feel with us, we want you to get it from your perspective personally. This is where it's at. That's why we don't want you to spend all of your time in meditation, just enough to tune yourself up. We don't want you to spend all your time in some out-of-body experience, just enough to remind yourself of who you really are. But the sweet spot of creation is here with you. That's why everything that is non-physically focused is focused here with you. We want you to understand the resources that you have, but you have to find a way of being in sync with those resources so that you can get the impulse. So that you can know when to zig and when to zag and where to go and what to say. So that you can feel that guidance that is always being offered to you. So path of least resistance and path of most allowance are the same path. Path of most allowance is a more positive way of saying it. But path of least resistance is a fine way of saying it too. Because it lets you know that it is a path that has resistance, it always will have some resistance, and that your source, hear this, your source knows what your path of least resistance is. And that means your source knows where you're standing, what you're wanting, and what's in the way. You know what's in the way? Nothing other than your own beliefs, your own habits of thought. So your inner being knows how to guide you over and under and around and through this path of least resistance in order to help you to feel the fullness. And you know, you think that it's following the path all the way to the manifestation of what you want that you want. And that's fine. We want you to have all of those things that you want. But it's not following the path to get to the things that you want that you're really about. It's that path, that syncing up with who you really are, that being in the receptive mode so that the new idea can flow, that conscious recognition that you've received an idea, and that flood of good feeling that comes when you hook up with source and you receive with clarity a really good idea, and then that intuition, that feeling of inspiration, that feeling of moving yourself into a particular point or place in time, the words that are inspired to you as they come through you. All of these things are the deliciousness of life experience, and none of it was meant for you to just get it done. It's that sweet spot between having launched it and allowing yourself to turn it to the physical reality. That's what you are about here, you see. That's what we are all really about here. Recently, Esther was looking for something, a piece of paper. She wanted it. She needed it. She'd seen it recently. But she moves things from place to place, from city to city, from bag to bag, from place to place. And so she remembered it in a lot of different places. And right now, she couldn't find it. So she sort of fussed around with it for a little while, looking. And then finally had to give it up because there was something else that she needed to do right then. So she went off and did that thing that she needed to do. And when she came back, she had a thought about something else that she wanted. And when she went to get that other thing that she wanted, she found that piece of paper that she couldn't find earlier. You know, it happens to you all the time, doesn't it? Well, what that is that's her inner being guiding her through her path of least resistance. She could not find that thing she could not find. She believed she could not find it. She worried that she'd left it in another city. She worried that it had fluttered out of her bag and that she had lost it altogether. In other words, once she couldn't find it, she started creating, because thoughts matter a lot, she started creating a scenario where even though it was right there close by, even though her fingers had gone over it many times, she could not find it because she believed that she could not find it. She had created so much resistance on her own trail that she could not find it. But your inner being never stops guiding you over and under and around and through whatever needs to be. And we want you to understand, this is the most important thing that you will ever come to know about your process of deliberate creation. The resistance that is on your path, you've put every bit of it there. No one else has. Nothing is in your way except the resistance that you've put there. But the other thing that is really important to note is that it doesn't matter how much you've put there, it's only the active stuff that's still in the way. It's only the active beliefs, which means it's only the ones that you keep regurgitating and thinking about that are in your way. It's only those repeating beliefs that are keeping you sometimes from what you are wanting. So, have we convinced you, or did you already know or remember, that you are a vibrational being in a vibrational universe? And that law of attraction is the manager of this universe? Law of attraction is managing those vibrations, and you can tell by the way you feel what you're doing in relationship with your own becoming. So you were source energy before you came into this physical body, and even though you've come into this personality, into this magnificent body, that larger part of who you were before you came still exists in that non-physical realm. So here you are, the leading edge creator in this scenario, sifting and sorting through the variety of life, knowing what you don't want, launching rockets about what you do want. And with every vibrational rocket that you launch, your inner being has an expanding experience. And then it's your work to find somehow, some way for you to get in sync with that expansion. But it is natural in the beginning that you would not be in sync with it, because it was just born, after all, out of new contrast. So it's normal that you wouldn't be quite up to speed with it. But it doesn't matter, because you can get up to speed with it.